the awareness of magnitude to the host whom God appointed for himself. So you are the host whom God, who love appointed for itself. Now, it is beyond all your littleness to give the gift of God, which is the gift of love. So your ability to give the love, our ability to give to love, the love to each other is beyond our littleness, but it's not beyond us. You know, my little self and frightened self can't be joyful right now, but it's certainly not beyond the capability of me. See, I can have a good time even if there's a part of me that's bashful and shy. See, that's my little self. And that's what it's saying right here. It's beyond my littleness, because I had to get beyond my bashfulness to start talking. I have to get beyond my bashfulness every time I come up here, because I'm a very bashful person. So you've never met Earl personality. Y'all only met the person that's up here letting the chorus book come through. Very few people in here know me. But you know me. You know what I'm saying? A singer. I know a singer wasn't creating that karma.
Christ self coming
out. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Well, don't forget to be part of my favorite game show, The Christ is Right. I got it all planned. That's going to be my $1 million idea. Christ is Right. Make it into a game show of awareness. How much does giving the wrong person your phone number cost? Christ is Right. You know what I'm saying? There's two divorces. All right, anybody going for three? Anybody going for three divorces? Anybody personally got three divorces, they paid the highest price, you get the prize. Being afraid to have any more relationships, that's the prize. Didn't work. Your best, most well-laid plan to keep your happiness away from you is going to fail.
All right.
And the older you get sometime, you realize you're just trying to perfect the plan. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, yeah, I love it. Oh, God. So, here we go. I'm in good form every night. You know, this is the real me. Enjoy him while he's here. You like, don't you feel like saying it to people when they meet you at first?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you like, oh, you wish it. Well, this is the one you're going to like for a while. Enjoy her before you see me. Enjoy, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to see the other side before too long. So you better enjoy this side right here while it's there. You know what I'm saying? So our job is to celebrate the birth of our innocence into this experience. I want you to join with me in deciding for the innocence in you. The reason why we're here together is to restore the awareness of our magnitude to each other. And it's beyond your ego to do this, but it's not beyond you. It's beyond your past learning, and it's beyond your fear, but it's not beyond you. Because God would give himself through you. Love would give itself through you. Freedom will give itself through you. Abundance will give itself through you. So that means abundance reaches, imagine the alien. Abundance reaches from you through. Abundance reaches from you. Abundance reaches from you, right? To everyone. And then it reaches beyond them to everything else. So first the love is going to come through me, it's going to reach to you, and then it's going to go beyond you. My abundance is going to come through me, it's going to reach you, and it's going to go beyond you. All the good stuff is going to come through you, and then it's going to come through you to me, and then beyond me. And how could I not help but celebrate your innocence when the only thing that's coming through you to me is love? And then it's going to go through me and to everybody else, because love goes what? Through you. It doesn't come from you. It goes through you. And people are busy trying to make love come from them. And you can only make fear come from you. Love goes through you, fear comes from you.
From your ego.
Mm-hmm. Your ego is simply the thought that you're separate from love, the thought that you're guilty, or the thought that you're not good enough, or the thought that you're separate, or the thought that you're afraid. That's the ego. So fear comes from the ego. It never comes from God. It never comes from love. So an advanced spiritual being is just trying to get out of their own way. It's like my mama saying, get out of the way, boy, so I can finish cleaning up this room. I would love to have somebody tell me to get out of the way now so they can clean up my room. You should get insulted.
I'm going to toy and leave. So I'm going out the room and go get on my rocket horse, you know what I'm saying?
Like our house burned down when I was 5 years old. I know. And I was... check this out for guilt. My house burned down when I was 5 years old, and I was black in the South in the 50s. That's what I was about to tell you. So I go out in the backyard every night and cuss God out. A bunch of kids. I just sneak out the house and ask God, what the hell is going on? You know, why was I born young, black, in the South, in the ghetto, with an alcoholic father? What the hell was going on? And I was scared of God, but sometimes I just got too frustrated. Because I was a Baptist too.
Up on the cross. What about the
rest? This one right here seems like, you know, that's not really Christ. Christ actually doesn't have a body. But this is just a symbol of the vehicle that we all use to communicate through. But everybody, you know, we make the same mistake with each other that we make with Christ. I think you're your body. You see what I mean? Okay. So love will come through you, from you, it'll come through you to the person in front of you. And then he says it's going to go, everywhere else, right? He said, for far beyond your little world, it's going to go, but it's still in you. Love extends, peace extends, freedom extends, God, for those who like God, God extends forever. Yet God brings all God's extensions to you as host to God. So let's say love. Love brings all its extensions to you. Since you're the host to love, since you're finally letting love and peace come through you, then the Course says then every extension of love will be brought back to you because you're the host.
Wow.
It's good news.
Yes,
I'm going to let love go through me, and since I let love go through me and then to other people, then I'm the host, so it, all those extensions also allow love to come back to me.
Ooh.
That's the way it works. That's just the way it actually works. And guess what? We have an opportunity to do that here easier than anywhere else because there's probably less people here than anywhere else that we have any grievances with in a group.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Exactly.
So if we were ever going to practice the task of celebrating our innocence together and joining with each other so that we can restore the awareness of our magnitude to each other, so that we can let the love come through us to each other, out to everyone else, and then come back to us individually as extensions of it. We could do it here. Because this is the grievance, this is the least grievances we got, is with each other.
Oh, totally. That's why I don't talk to anyone.
I know, we just don't want to mess up a good thing. So we just come into class and we hug and we go. And then the people that we got to be there come for, that's who we're going to after when we leave here. We're going back to our karma. But this is our grace.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
This is love and peace that we're receiving when we don't even see a direct relationship to why it's happening.